This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Vladimir Putin's election is now behind him, and he says Russian forces aim to set up a buffer zone inside Ukraine, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
After extending his rule in an election that stifled opposition, Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow will not relent in its invasion of Ukraine. Putin also again warned the West against deploying troops to Ukraine. A possible conflict between Russia and NATO would, he says, put the world a step away from World War III. Commenting on the prospects for peace talks with Kyiv, Putin reaffirmed that Russia remains open to negotiations, but won't be lured into a truce that will allow Ukraine to rearm. In addition, the president said he plans to create a buffer zone along the border to help protect against long-range Ukrainian strikes and cross-border raids. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Republican Party Senator Lindsey Graham said in Kyiv on Monday his country was going to help Ukraine, but the needs of the American people needed to be prioritized.
We're going to help you, but we have to also understand that the American taxpayer and the American people have needs, too.
Immigration has become a major topic in the 2024 U.S. presidential election, and one Republicans have sought to wield as a weapon of vulnerability against U.S. President Joe Biden and his fellow Democrats. 24 bodies were removed from affluent neighborhoods on the outskirts of the Haitian capital, according to VOA's Creole service on Monday, as tensions continue to simmer pending the announcement of a new government. The bodies of the victims, who had been shot earlier in the morning, were removed from the main road leading into the suburb and from outside a gas station, the witnesses have said. This is VOA News. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are talking again. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden's been on the phone with Israel's leader amid a growing divide between the allies over the Gaza war. It was their first interaction in more than a month and comes days after top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer blistered Benjamin Netanyahu over the war, calling for new elections in Israel.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way.
On Fox and Friends,
I think Schumer's statements are wholly inappropriate.
But the president backed his fellow Democrat.
He made a good speech.
The call comes with the U.S. insisting Israel do more to protect civilians in Gaza and allow more aid to flow in. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Nigeria's army on Monday denied carrying out revenge attacks after the killing of 16 soldiers in the southern Delta state as residents accused troops of burning a village in retaliation. Videos of flaming houses have circulated on social media since Sunday, but AFP has not been able to verify the footage. The army said soldiers were killed after being surrounded by local youths on Thursday during a bid to mediate between groups. Lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday said he so far failed to raise the money needed to secure a bond in his New York civil fraud case. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam has more.
The bond would allow Trump to appeal the more than $450 million he owes in penalties and interest, which a judge ordered him to pay last month for misstating property values to dupe lenders and insurers. Trump must either find the cash or post a bond to prevent the state's authorities from seizing his properties while he appeals the judge's decision. Trump's lawyers urged an appeals court to delay enforcement of the judgment, arguing the amount was excessive. They said Trump had so far approached 30 companies to obtain a bond, but that all have said no.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Panama has accused Nicaragua, both Central American countries, of meddling in its internal affairs by allowing former Panamanian President Ricardo Martinelli to continue taking swipes at the justice system and promoting his political allies from within the walls of the Nicaraguan embassy. Martinelli has been holed up in the embassy for more than a month since Panama moved to arrest him after his appeals ran out on his money laundering conviction. Nicaragua granted him political asylum. The 72-year-old former leader maintains that his prosecution was politically motivated as he sought to run for a second term in office. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.